Dynamic and influential copywriting. Learn how to write sales copy that works. 1. Communication is everything. If you are serious about being successful in an online business, then you must be able and willing to work hard to communicate with your buyers. If you aren't willing to put in the kind of time needed to make your website zing with commerce, then you need to take a serious look at your motivation for being in business in the first place. Being online has a certain cachet, but it also requires hard work, lots of research, lots of time, and a dedication to providing your customers with not only what they want, but also excellent customer service. If you don't provide either of those things, are not available to answer their questions, don't provide fresh, content-rich copy for your site, and update it with a regularity bordering on obsessive, you will not be as successful as you would like to be. So really then, what would the point of having a website be if your product doesn't sell? Before you can be a success in building a business and be a success in communicating, you need to know how to learn to learn. No, this isn't a typo. If you can't learn to learn, then you will not earn. You need a good attitude to learn to build your business and to communicate. No two ways about it. That would involve attitudes, notably yours. Think about attitudes. We see and hear them daily with everyone we deal with and speak to, either in person, on the phone, or by email. You know, if you speak to an upbeat, positive person, you come away feeling pretty great yourself. The positive was communicated in a positive way. On the other hand, if you wind up talking to a little bridge troll with an attitude, you will come away feeling grumpy and stressed. You cannot communicate in a positive way if you have had attitude handed to you. And you cannot communicate in a positive way if you have attitude either. As bizarre as this may sound, the way you write your website copy can be directly affected by your attitude and choice of words and phrasing. And if your attitude isn't in the right frame of mind, people reading your website will know. Another thing you will need is a personal mission statement. Why do I need a personal mission statement? Because if you don't know what your mission is, how do you expect potential prospects and customers to know? Some of the things you need to include in your personal mission statement are: why does your business exist? Does it provide a service or product people want or need? Who will your customers be, and why will they be better off with your product or service? If you can't answer those questions, then you need to take a long look at your reasons for getting into business in the first place. Identifying your audience is power. With mission statement fixed firmly in your mind and written out where you can see it daily, you need to figure out what your market potential is and then know it inside out. You obviously choose your product or service because you feel it appeals to people. Do you know why it appeals to other people and not just you? If not, better find out fast. How will it benefit them? You need to know these things to talk to your market. This is important because the larger your market, the wider your target markets become. The wider your target markets, the better the growth for your business. To understand just how large your market potential really could be, you need to know what your product or service offers to people, how it would benefit them, and why they need your product or service. If you, for instance, offer weight loss products, you will know instantly that virtually everyone of every age is concerned about their weight. In fact, the weight loss industry is booming. Thus, your marketplace suddenly becomes one without barriers. You can market to anyone, anywhere, regardless of age, job, or geographic location. Don't kid yourself about marketing either. You will need to work your market to succeed. You will need to invest time, and yes, money, into making sure you have up-to-date training, product knowledge, and are committed to your product/service. Your online business is just like any other traditional business. It has to be worked to be successful. Your product/service will not sell itself, nor will it generate income on its own, or find you leads, or help you with targeting your markets. You need to do those things. And if you do them in a slow, sure, and steady way, marketing success will be yours. The tools to start marketing. As an online marketer, you really need to know what you're doing, where you're going, what to expect, how to handle, and how to find prospects. Wow, sounds like a huge task, right? It's not if you have and use the right tools, the right training, and take action daily. What tools do you need? There are a variety of things you can use. Instant messengers. Doesn't matter which one or two you choose, just make sure they're a major part of your marketing strategy. Email is critical. A well-written email can work wonders. Use phone marketing even if you don't fancy it all that much. One quick call to sales prospects inviting them to a special online weight loss seminar, etc., says lots about your commitment to your product and customer service. As long as you use your relationship marketing properly, it will guarantee you loyal customers that you will keep. Article marketing is smart marketing. You provide well-written and relevant articles you've written to other websites, blogs, and e-zines for free. This sets you up as an expert, gives you leads, increased site traffic to your website, and improved search engine rankings. Blogging and SEO, search engine optimization, are two other tools. Blogging provides an arena to combine text, images, and links to other blogs and web pages about your business, product, slash service. You can post updates on what you are doing, what new additions there have been to your product slash services, any specials slash sales, or even product photos. SEO here means understanding what human visitors might search for and to help you match those visitors with sites offering what they want to find. Pay careful attention to this segment, as it is crucial to you when you come to write sales copy for your website. If your business relies on cold calls, referrals, instant messenger communications, and emails, etc., you will know the importance of having good website copy. You learn about your prospect and their needs through your interaction with them and determine how your product can meet their needs. Then you market to those needs in language that gets their attention. More on identifying your audience. If you were asked why you built a website, chances are you would say it was to tell people about your company. Well, actually, the better thing to do when planning and building a website is to aim it at your intended audience, the customers who need and want your product. Certainly, that could be anyone, especially if you're marketing weight loss products. However, it's highly unlikely a horse trainer is going to be interested in your products. So you need to refine your focus. Who visits your website? Prospects, existing customers, you do, as well as your friends and relatives, your employees do, and perhaps investors if you have them. Each one of these groups of people would be looking for different content. The way you have your website sales copy written will pretty much determine what the next step will be for each of these user groups. If you want to generate sales, give good customer service, and communicate with employees and/or investors, you must have copy that moves them to action. We mentioned this a little earlier in this chapter about knowing what your audience is searching for and how they do that. There are ways to find out this kind of information. The first way is to ask your employees what people want and need. These are your internal sources. The answers are likely going to cover product specifications, pricing, availability, features, and benefits. The second way, your external sources, could include user surveys, site keyword, and search engine keyword data. This will tell you what your customers are searching for and how they are searching for it. Usually, this will mean you have website tracking software on board on your site. If you do, it is a rich source of vital information for you. It will tell you the exact terms visitors used to find you. Once you know what your visitors think is important, you can write copy to fulfill that need and lay your site out to better supply the information they want. You can also use search engine keyword research tools. This gives you a slightly different view than site keyword data. It will give you a clear picture how all users interested in your product, service, will search for those products or services. Understand the vast majority of these searchers won't be landing on your site anytime soon. However, it does give you a good idea of the search terms, phrases used. Generally speaking, when people perform a search, they are trying to solve a specific problem. Many search by describing a desired outcome to a negative situation. For instance, the use of words such as improved, higher, better, more tells you the results searchers want. Others will search for a specific service. Basically, although the results of using search engine keyword research tools are interesting, they may not be as applicable to your site as site keyword data. Finding your audience. About the only way you can truly find your audience is to figure out who is going to be reading what on your site. To do that, you need to understand who your audience is. We're using the weight loss site as an example. So this would mean you will be writing for people who feel they are overweight and want to lose pounds and inches safely and quickly. So already you have what their expectations are, losing weight safely and quickly. What do they bring to your writing? They bring the expectation of wanting to find a website that will at last help them lose weight. What do you want them to take away from your website? You want them to take away hope and solid information on how to lose weight safely. Really, what you have here is the five W's. Who is your audience? People who want to lose weight. What do you want them to know, believe, or feel after they read it? You want them to know how to lose weight safely, believe they can do it, and feel motivated to do so. When and where will your audience read your website content? All over, in as many places as you can find to market and place your well-written information. They will read it at home, at work, on library computers, on high-speed and dial-up internet connections. Why will they read it? They will read it because it is well-written and has good information in it, and it is positive and appealing to them. But they may also read it because they have to read it or are interested in it professionally or because they are personally interested in what you have to say. Your content is by necessity going to vary to suit your audience, and that means your style and format will also need to change. If you were writing on weight loss issues for doctors, you would use some jargon. If you're writing for those who want to lose weight, you'll provide content that is informative. The level you write to is something you need to consider. You will need to aim your content at those with a high school education, but still gives those with a higher level of education the content they are looking for. This is all in how you write the copy. What do you want your site readers to know? This will determine your style and organization, and will tell you if you are going to write about information or ideas. Why words still make a difference? In a nutshell, words still make a difference because they can be used to invoke feelings, thoughts, images, and action. They can appeal to others on various levels, to the visual reader, to the auditory reader, to the kinesthetic reader. More than anything else in the world, words are the one form of communication that can deliver what we want people to know. They can convey simple truths, complex issues, humor, and sorrow. Words are the be-all and end-all in the complex world of communications. 2. Introduction to copywriting. Just what is copywriting? Generally speaking, it is writing that promotes a person, opportunity, opinion, or idea. Since we're talking about websites, we'll just assume the writing will be on a website, and this will be referred to as search engine optimization copy. There are, of course, other mediums that use copywriting and copywriters: radio commercials, television ads, billboards, bus ads, magazine ads, newspaper ads, etc. You get the idea. And the point behind writing copy? It is specifically designed to entice, persuade, motivate a listener, or in the case of a website, a reader, to take action. That action could be anything from purchasing a product to subscribing to a newsletter, from trying a product sample to participating in a survey or poll. By the way, you can also use copywriting to convince a reader not to do something or not believe something. What types of materials use copywriting? Body copy, slogan, headlines, direct mail pieces are biggies, taglines, jingle lyrics, slug lines, captions, the World Wide Web, scripts, news releases, research and white papers, and internet website content. Pretty extensive list, isn't it? And it's just the tip of the iceberg, too. Don't forget, there are also things like print ads, mail order catalogs, brochures, postcards, greeting cards, etc. Copywriting is a good line of work to be in if you are any good at it, as you will always have work. Copywriting, when used on websites, usually refers to the style or method of writing and wording content that is slanted to achieve higher rankings with the search engines. This is actually called content writing, which means the proper placement and repetition of keywords and keyword phrases on a website. How copywriting came about? In a moment of serendipity, copywriting came about because search engines got fussier and fussier about the words they used to crawl to rank pages. It didn't much matter when things first got started with the internet in 1996. You could even just fiddle a bit with your meta tags or use just one simple but powerful word to get a good ranking. It wasn't even much of an effort to do up a page and get the tag picked, submit it to the few search engines there were at the time, and voila, you were in business. And you could even get listed in Yahoo directory for free already. This is not going to happen in the 21st century. Back then, the gurus of search engine optimization didn't even give any thought to whether or not your site converted visitors to sales or provided anyone with a return on their investment. It was pretty much slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, and it was done and over with. How a site performed was up to the site owner, not the person who wrote the tags. Things have definitely changed. It wasn't until late 2000 that people on the net, search engine optimization specialists and website owners, became to get it. The key phrase, word-rich text, had untold benefits for website owners. This is when search engine optimization copywriting hit its stride. What actually happened was that companies left standing when the dot-com market went to heck in a handbasket realized that while they could get visitors to their site, they couldn't make them buy something. So what then was the point of a website that didn't sell anything? That became the famous million-dollar question of the day. It eventually led search engine optimization specialists and website owners to the conclusion that surfing and landing on a page doesn't equate to dollars spent. So what had to happen to the website to convert visitors into sales customers? That question was more or less half of the equation. The other half was, how do you get strong conversion rates and maintain a long-term high ranking in the search engines? Answer was, is, through the judicious use of well-written, fresh, informative, keyword, phrase, rich text aimed specifically at search engines and your website prospects. How copywriting is influencing your life right now. Daily, we are bombarded by copy for hundreds of items. Many of it we have to filter out or go stark raving mad. On average, the human mind can retain up to 7 thoughts at once. So if one or more of those thoughts happens to be about a product, service, opportunity, then you have been impacted by copywriting. If you spend any time watching TV or listening to the radio, you are inundated with commercials virtually every 7 to 10 minutes. You likely retain some of those commercials, especially if they touch on something of interest to you. Once again, you have been impacted by copywriting. Surf the internet a lot? Then you know how much advertising there is on the net and likely read hundreds of ads a week about a variety of products, things to do, things to buy, and courses, etc. to take. Each one of those ads, in most instances, has been carefully written to make an impression on you. If you remember an ad you have seen, then it did its work. And you have been impacted by copywriting. Given the numerous ads we're all exposed to daily, it's a wonder we even remember any of them. And therein lies the rub. How to write something that captures people's attention. How to inform your customers of what you can offer them in a manner that will be remembered. Selling the benefits. To inform your customers of what you can offer them, you want to communicate your intentions, goods, services, etc. to them. The way to accomplish that is through emotional response writing. Emotional response writing is an email, newsletter, or sales letter written to persuade the reader to place an order, request more information, or to show support for a product or service. It gently taps the reader on the shoulder to take a specific action. To do that, you make an offer to the reader, not an announcement. The letter, email, etc. needs to go to the right target audience. Appeal to their wants, needs, and be useful and informative. By getting your audience to take action, a call to action means a sell of sorts, but a soft sell. It will also mean you'll need supportive documentation, other flyers, pamphlets, or whatnot, since if you use a sales letter, it often doesn't do the entire job of selling for you. Getting started. You need to know your products and services inside out. Nothing takes the place of your knowledge and how you present yourself. You'll need to have resources on hand in addition to what you know, things like online resources, ads, articles, newsletters, books, etc. Next, you'll want to sort out the benefits from the features of your products, business, or service. What does the product do for the prospect who needs, wants it? What do they get or gain from buying it? What is the unique selling point of your product, business, service? A benefit is the specific outcome of a feature of your product or service. Benefits motivate people. Before you start writing to tell people what you can offer them, you need to ask yourself some questions. For example, how am I going to market this product, service? Will you need other information to go along with your letter? What do you need? Who is your competition? How are they marketing their product? What benefits can you offer your customers that the competition can't? This is a crucial benefit. How much money do you want to spend on advertising? Are your marketing goals, hopes, realistic? Who is actually your buyer? Why would your customers want to buy what you offer them? The most common why is fear of missing out on something. Does your offer appeal to their emotional needs? Ready to write your email. You have up to 50 characters for the headline, subject line, when you start pulling your email together. The letter needs to tell your reader what it's about and make a promise what the item will do for your reader. You have about 7 to 10 seconds to hook your reader, so use your main selling point first and add the benefit with it. Example, imagine an organic pet food that doesn't use wheat gluten or other additives. 100% money-back guarantee. Use power words, and those are free, proven, imagine, how-to, fast, cheap, enjoy, now, learn, introducing, etc. Use them, but don't abuse them or keep repeating them over and over again. The body of the message expands your theme. Give details and show how you will make good on the subject line, headline, promise. Your close or call to action urges readers to take the next step you want them to take. If you cannot put two words together, talk to a copywriter. This is one letter you do not want to mess up, as your business success rides on it. In a conversational tone of voice, tell a story your reader can identify with. Almost like a testimonial. Make an announcement about a new product, service, business, maybe a one-of-a-kind event, or important news about your unique selling point. Treat the reader as your equal, in other words. If you are selling hair loss products and services, then address your letter with, "Dear fellow hair loss sufferer." Look for a provocative quote for your hair loss product. Product XXX Grow Now has a new topical, all-natural, proven hair loss product that will promote new growth. Start your letter by talking about a problem the reader has, one your product will solve. For example, fed up with hair loss products that don't work and cost too much? We've got a cheap solution, XXX Grow, that will work for you. If you use this approach, tell your reader a secret or piece of information not many people know. Product knowledge and research comes in really handy here. You could add more to your email, but keep it short and to the point. The body of your message should be written in the same tone as your headline, subject line. Quickly give details of your unique selling point. Point out the benefits right away. Don't leave it until the end, or you will lose them. Prove your benefits claim by using the extra information you have on hand. Be creative, provocative, descriptive, moving, emotional, and build to the call to action. The closing, or call to action. The call to action is where you ask the reader to do something, like order your product, service, or join your business, etc. Make it easy for the reader to contact you. Provide a form, a toll-free phone number, an email link, URL, or blog site, and make sure they actually work before you send the email. Close with thanks for their time and consideration. Many internet marketers say save the best for last and put it in a PS. For instance, if you order before XXXX date, you'll get a free web banner. This kind of information is best put in the beginning of your letter, right after the unique selling point benefits area. It provides more incentive for the reader to keep reading, more initiative to keep reading to find out the benefits. Leaving the cost savings or free goodies until last is a bribe. If you don't grab them with the first 7 to 10 seconds, and that means putting your heavy artillery in the opening, you could lose them. Before you send your letter, find test readers. Ask them to tell you what they feel is missing, how you could improve on your offer, and if they would buy from you. 3. It's not all about sales. You might think, since you're writing marketing letters and trying to sell something, that your email is about sales. It is, and it isn't. It is ultimately hoped you will get a sale from your email, but the major point to the email isn't about sales. What is it about? It's about relationship marketing. So this is why you don't really want to sell your customer. You want to have a relationship with them first, and from there the sales will flow if you do your relationship marketing the right way. Relationship marketing. Relationship marketing puts the custom back in customer. You would think this would be logical, but this approach seems to be a radical idea in many marketing circles these days. The focus appears instead to be on attracting customers rather than servicing well and supporting them so you keep them. Another name for this is offensive marketing. If you want to keep your customers, you will do the service and support because the bottom line is making you money. And to keep your customers and provide service and support, you need to be able to write good copy. Good copy is what lands your customers in the first place. It is what keeps your customers long-term as well, along with the good support and service, that is. Relationship marketing evolved from direct response marketing in the 1960s. In the 1980s, it became a system that emphasizes the building of long-term relationship customers rather than relying on just single transactions. This marketing philosophy is called your customer's life cycle, meaning you offer a range of products, services, as people actually need them. And to do that, you need to write good copy, among other things. Why would focusing on existing customers be more profitable? If you're constantly spending money and resources to attract new customers, your profitability suffers. You aren't building a loyal base of people who stay with you. Called churn, these people won't come back to you. Another term for attempting to keep people and increase their loyalty is also called defensive marketing. Those who have already opened their wallets are the key to continued profitability. And if your sales copy for your website and other marketing tools sizzles, then those wallets are going to open frequently. You can also view your customer lifetime value as a long-term asset. And you value assets and treat them accordingly. Keep your customers' assets happy and they wind up being loyal. Loyalty is worth money to your business, since the cost of keeping an existing customer is only about 10% of the cost of getting a new one. Your customer life cycle of needs and wants. No one is the same when they come to you for a product, service, or opportunity. Everyone needs something specifically for them. If you're marketing online, first start communication and build a relationship with people. The methods are endless, such as email, instant messaging, community forums, blogging, and websites. You want to show them what you have to offer and get them to your website. That takes work. Once they're on your website and reading the great copy you have, get their email address by giving something away instantly. The instant reward keeps them interested. Provide meaningful, quality information, well written and properly researched. This adds credibility. If the sales copy is good and motivates people, this will often translate into program registrations or sign-ups for a newsletter or requests for product information or even orders. This is the beginning of your relationship, not the end. This is where you start your long-term relationship with your customer and offer value-added extras to their commitment to participate. Show them how to get the best value and usage out of their purchases. This, more than anything, will set you apart from your competition. This step ensures you word-of-mouth referrals and customer retention. Last but not least, provide your customers with the tools or feeling of being a valued member of a community. This turns them into your biggest promoters. Your website can use web-based relationship marketing by using either open content or premium content. Open content means visitors can access everything on the site. Premium content is limited to people who have registered their email address or have bought something. Choose what works the best for you, write the right copy for which content method you opt for, and do not deviate from your plan. Web-based relationship marketing means marketing person to person, not as a business to a person. This distinction makes a difference, as people will open your emails and read them rather than treat them as junk mail. This does not take a lot of money, nor does it involve a huge risk. It's simply human-to-human communication, creating bonds with your existing customers, and generating referrals. Think more new customers. Recognizing what the customer will respond to. This isn't for marketing sissies. This is serious stuff and needs a fair amount of research to determine what a customer will respond to. People are all different, and we all respond to different things. That's what makes being human either a challenge or a blessing. So where do you start? Well, actually, the best place to start is with neuro-linguistic programming. It is used a fair amount in the marketing industry to write copy, and for good reasons. Neuro-linguistic programming is about your brain, language, and your habits and patterns. Neuro deals with how you process the thousands of pieces of information you receive daily. You can do that five ways: seeing, hearing, touching, kinesthetic, tasting, and smelling. Linguistics deals with language, the seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling words you use to recall something. Programming refers to your habits, patterns, programs, and strategies. Some of the most memorable ads you've read or responded to are ads written using NLP advertising language patterns. These are ads that get you to purchase, see what your life would be like after you have purchased a certain product, service. For example, imagine the look on your friends' faces when you tell them you have tickets to see David Beckham play at a soccer match. You will get a mental picture of what they will look like, or more precisely, see their expressions. NLP advertising language patterns in online website copy is subtle but effective. The idea is to motivate readers to take action because they can imagine doing something with the product service you offer. Here are a few examples. You can see yourself wrapped in luxurious mink. Note the visual appeal. You can imagine in great detail the sensuous pleasure a mink coat will give you. Note the visual and kinesthetic feeling appeal. You can see your friends going green with envy when they see your new mink coat. Note the visual appeal. You can even use questions to pique interest, such as, can you imagine the looks you will get from your friends when they see your luxurious mink jacket? Again, the visual component. But you get the idea. Use the language of the senses to tell people what they will see, hear, feel, smell, or taste. These senses can be used to picture, etc., the consequences of buying your product, service. You are telling customers what they will experience. Use your sensual copy on your website in your headlines, subheads, testimonials, the signature you use on your emails, on order pages, sign-up forms, follow-up emails, blog posts, business cards, answering machines, and voicemail.